contact with various hams in Mexico City and other parts of the country. Here's what he told us about the status as he knew it this morning about 3 o'clock.
The latest that we had heard about 3 a.m. this morning, only about 20% of the telephones in downtown Mexico City are operational. The second quake took down a couple of hotels and did further damage to the telephone building. They also lost some more TV towers and some microwave towers. The damage seems to be centered down in the old part of the city, which is built on the, you know, the filled-in lake bed. Pretty well the same damaged area as the first quake, George.
One of the things we're noticing on our wires this morning is word that apparently some of the buildings that had been weakened in that first quake are the ones that are falling to earth even this morning as a result of the second quake.
That's true. They lost about 250 buildings in the first quake, and there were about 1,000 others damaged, and some of those are the buildings that that the second quake got.
Was there any indication from what you were hearing on your ham radio rig last night as to what kind of additional deaths we may have out of this quake?
No, I know that we were handling some traffic to the hospitals down there, and we were having great difficulty getting through on the phone. It was just practically impossible. Whereas before the second quake, we were able to get through on about maybe 75% of our calls. But this time, it's going to be tough.
Do you look for it to be perhaps as long for the communications to be restored this time as it was last time, or maybe even worse?
Well, I think it may be worse. And of course, it's going to be a long time before they've restored their long distance internationally.
How are you getting this information? Are hams in Mexico City simply coming on the air and making these statements, or how's it flowing?
Well, some of the information that we got was from the amateur station at the American Embassy. And, of course, the amateurs down there have come on and formed an emergency network, and they're passing health and welfare traffic, both incoming and outgoing into the country.
Can you define health and welfare traffic for the layman?
Well, that's, hey, how are you? Are you well?
What is the situation as to the percentage of those people being inquired about who information is coming back on?
I'd say probably only 5% we are not able to contact, or there has been reports of injury.
That's Tex Kennedy, a ham operator who's really been helping us a heck of a lot with information coming from Mexico City all through the morning, all through the day, and of course until the situation eases, we'll be broadcasting details of what's taking place concerning the Mexico City situation as it involves San Antonio, the state of Texas, and the rest of the world. I'm George Jennings, WOAI News Radio.